Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, everyone. This is Ellen Mamadov from New Jersey.
Hey, how are things in New Jersey?
Well, they're fine. I think it's raining outside, so I'm hoping it's going to get better soon.
You don't know? Are you too depressed to go look?
No, I should go look because I have beautiful views of the Manhattan skyline from all my windows.
That.
All of them, wow.
Do you really?
Yeah.
But you don't look out the windows?
Well, I'm so used to the view that I hardly ever look anymore.
Oh. Well, welcome to our show, Ellen. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Ellen's topic?
Oh, Ma, but we went to Branson last summer.
Now is the time when people start planning their summer vacations. The question is, though, after Disneyland, Dollywood, where else is worth going? Well, this week we read about a new and unexpected vacation destination in the world. Our panelists are going to tell you about three fabulous getaways, only one of which was in the news. Choose that real story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Except, of course, for the people who pay $1,500 apiece for the Tour de Torquemada package, a guided tour of dungeons in Spain that follows the track of the original inquisitorial courts. There are four different stops in the tour, and the guests spend one night in a renovated cell in each of four different dungeons. It's the isolation and the terror of expectation that draws them, says Bruno Alcazar, who conducts the tours. Once, you'd be dreading the next morning session with the bastinado. Now, it's just breakfast.
A tour of highlights of the Spanish Inquisition in Spain, of course. Your next story of a vacation spot that Condé Nast hasn't found yet comes from Amy Dickinson.
Some people vacation in Vegas or party in Paris, but why kick back in a place like Cancun when you can enjoy vacation video of your own digestive tract? Medical student Annie Scoggin was inspired by her studies to start a new tourism venture. Using laparoscopic cameras, Scoggin will film your innards from the cranium to the coccyx and then superimpose pictures of you touring your very own pancreas. Think of it. You can travel down your own islets of Langerhans. Though many people can't stand the sight of their own spleen, Scoggin says, but when people get grossed out, I remind them of our company motto, Viva Vas Divarens!
A tour through your own body through photographic means. And your last story about the latest in summer tourism comes from Mo Rocca.
Carnival, the beaches of Ipanema. Flying down to Rio has long been a vacationer's dream, but some visitors apparently prefer something a little less touristy, which is why one agency is offering chauffeured tours of the city's sprawling shanty towns or favelas. Included in the package, a meet and greet with an armed drug dealer. On this trip, you're more likely to hear the strains of the girl from Intravena. A journalist posing as a tourist met a gunman who'd spent 9 years in jail. 9 years, that's 3,285 days, 3,284 nights. The unusual holiday begs a couple questions. Does this glamorize criminal activity? And if you're kidnapped, should you include a tip with your ransom? One thing's certain, after this vacation, you won't feel let down. You'll come down.
All right, then. Ellen? Here are your choices. One of these is a trip you could really take. Is it, from Charlie Pierce, a trip to Spain to tour all the dungeons of the Spanish Inquisition, to experience all the terror of the heretics during the auto da fe? Is it, from Amy Dickinson, a virtual tour of your own innards provided by medical laparoscopy? Or, from Mo Rocca, a tour of the favelas and drug dealers who live there in Brazil? Which of these is the real tour that you can now take?
Those are all pretty crazy. Let's try the third story.
The third story.
The favela tour.
The favela tour. You're picking...
That sounds
are you
interesting.
Picking, does it sound like something you would want to do?
No, not personally.
Not personally, but it is sounds interesting. Okay, your choice then is Mo's story of the tour of the favelas in Rio. We spoke to someone who knew a little bit about this particular tour.
Essentially what this tour company is offering is a chance to go into the shanty towns in Rio, which are known as favelas, and if you want to get your photograph taken near to a drug dealer, you can do that, so long as you don't show their face.
Well done.
It's the most...
That was Gary Duffy, the BBC's Brazil correspondent, explaining what tourists might see when touring Rio with drug dealers. Congratulations. You got it right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And you won a free trip.
Yes, exactly.
Tell her what she's won, Mo. Exactly.
First prize.
You're going to Rio. And you're not. Don't pack your bathing suit. All right.
You have earned a point for Mo just for being truthful. You have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting for any home answering technology you may choose.
I can't wait. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks for playing.
Bye.